So this is a very short video, audio. Just want to make this clear to show that you live in a coded system. Your DNA, they proved that your DNA is coded, encoded. The word code goes back to codex, goes back to a book, right? You have the building code, you have the plumbing code, the electrical code. You have computer code. Man writes computer programs, which is code, and your DNA is code, right? If you study inventions long enough, you'll find out that most of the inventions were designed from the human body, like air conditioning. And a lot of the inventions were designed based on the Bible, but the Bible and the human body are connected. Actually, everything is connected. But you say stuff like, break the code. I broke the code investing. I broke the code on my career. I broke the code in playing basketball. I broke the code in this, that, and the other. So the reason that you say that is because everything is coded. And so I just wanted to throw that out there. If you take the holographic truth of the word code, you see that it goes back to a book. The building code, the electrical code, the plumbing code, the law, the codex, the nation's laws. Every nation has a book of laws, which is code. The word code really does go back to codex, and it goes back to book. You're going to be judged by the books. The books will be opened. You'll be judged by the books. So if you're judged by a book, that means you are a book. You're in a book. You're coded. There's a code. There's a creation code. And I've cracked the code. The alphabet is coded. The words are coded, the phonics are coded, the letters are coded, the shapes, the symbols, the colors, everything is coded. You know it's coded because if you break off your fingernail, your toenail, it grows right back the way it's. Your DNA is encoded to grow back certain cells a certain way. Everything's coded. Why do people like to read books? A movie is based on a book, right? Why do people like to write scripts? Because it's a script. Why do people like movies? Because the movies are written on a script. And the script comes from the true manuscript. The man-you script, the Bible script, the scripture, your script. Everything comes from the scripture. Everything is scripted. Everything is encoded. It's a show. Why do you think the actors, they go up on a stage? It's a stage. Life is a show. Life is a stage. The angels are actually watching you. The unseen realm is watching you in this stage of life. The red versus blue is coded. The black, white, and red is coded. The yellow and the green is coded. The red and green is coded. Everything has a deeper meaning. Everything is coded with a different meaning. When you type in a computer program, the code, it shows up on a screen, right? Well, the screen is just a projection from the code, but that's even, the code is just telling the the electrons how to show up on the screen, right? Your eyes see the holographic truth right in front of you. But because of the noise and the lies of the system, it blinds people to the truth. Right in front of you is the whole truth. Look in your house. You'll see the the red versus the blue. You'll see the cross everywhere, the cross members, cross the street, cross with your neighbor. It crossed my mind. The cross is being preached everything that you do. The left side of your brain goes to the right side of your body. It crosses over, crisscross, cross-eyed, cross your finger, cross your legs. It crossed my mind. I went across the street. I'm cross with my neighbor. The word crux and the word cross are the same word. The crux of the matter is the cross. So everything's encoded back to the cross. And so what happened at the cross is the source code of this reality, and it's a projection in everything that you do. And so the projection from the cross, the flesh versus the spirit, is happening every moment of every day. Every thought that you have, every thing that you do, is the same story over and over. It's Wile E. Coyote versus Roadrunner. Are you going to walk in the flesh or in the spirit? Are you going to walk by sight, or are you going to walk by faith? You're saved by faith, you walk by faith. What is the spirit walk? The faith walk, because it's outside of 3D. It's outside the program. Your DNA is programmed. Your news media is programmed. YouTube employs. The hive mind is programmed. The birds are programmed. Look at a bird or a cat or a dog. They're running on a program. They're not self-aware. I mean, they're kind of self-aware, but they're still running on a program. Even the human is running on a program. Even if they become self-aware, there's certain habits that they take for granted. Like, I get ready to go to the store, and I know where I put my keys, so I just grab my keys automatically without even thinking about it. In the last few days, because I've been doing repair work or remodel work, I forget where I put my wallet, you know? And I reach down to grab my wallet, and it's not there. And I say, oh no, did I lose my wallet? Because I'm programmed to put that wallet in a certain place. But it's all programmed. Pro-G-RAM. G is number 7. It is finished. Golgotha. The ram caught in the thicket in the book of Genesis. The ram points back to Jesus, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So the program is everywhere. It's encoded everywhere. It's encoded in your DNA. It's encoded in the way you think, even the AI can predict what you're going to say before you say it, because it's all a program. The AI can actually read thoughts in a brain. They put the little headset on and see the waves. It can read the thoughts of a human, because it follows a pattern. And the reason it follows a pattern is because it's a program, and the pattern is set. Those who run to Jesus and get saved, they're going to be forever with Christ. Those who reject Christ and want to go on their own agenda, their own program, their own reality, they're going to burn. Sorry, but there's only one way. There's only one way. And why do you think the Christians keep trying to preach it? Because they have been born again, and they know what it means to be free and not be running the program. The program that the unsaved, if you're unsaved, if you don't believe in Christ, the program you're running on is the world or the flesh or the pride of life. It's all about your pride. It's all about worldly activities. It's all about gratification of the flesh. The world, the flesh, and pride of life. Those are the three programs that control you every day of your life. And that's why you go into addiction. That's why you go into depression. That's why you go into drinking and drugging and all that, because you can't control, you can't escape the program, the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. The only way you're going to break the program is through Jesus. And He'll take you out of the world. He'll take you out of the flesh mind to the spirit mind. He'll take you out of the pride to humility. You don't have to prove to anybody else anything. Because Jesus alone saves. You can try to be good enough, but you'll never make it. Because in Adam all die. There's the program. The Bible makes it clear. In Adam all die. Have you ever met Adam in real life? No, he was dead a long time ago. Adam died 7,000 years ago. Did you meet Adam? No. But the program of Adam is still in your DNA. The sin, the propensity for sin. Almost all your Bible writers were murderers. Moses, David, they killed people. But they got saved. I'm not justifying murder at all. It's wrong. But Cain and Abel. Cain killed Abel. That's a code right there. Cain is C-A-I-N. So Cain was trying to do it in the energy of the flesh, which is the AI flesh mind. The AI flesh mind is what these ChatGPT robots are. They're just AI flesh mind. They're just copies of the flesh side of Adam. If you try to talk to an AI about spiritual things, they're not. They can take the Bible and do a, I guess you exegesis or something. Whatever they do, they can. If you ask the AI chat GPT, who's the Savior? It'll say Jesus. I mean, what did Jesus do? He went to the cross. Whoever believes, even ChatGPT says it's faith alone. Because the Bible is clear, it's faith alone. Because man needs a way out of the program. Man needs a way out of the world, the flesh, and the prior life. Man does not have a free will under the devil. He's a slave to the devil. He or she is a slave to the devil. Doesn't matter who it is. Children are born in sin, but there's an age of accountability. God will hold them accountable when they see their sin. I mean, when they come to the point and they make that conscious decision, they know they should do right, but they do wrong. There's an age of accountability. So it's different for everybody. Some people say it's 14 years old or whatever, but it's different for everybody. And that could be a debate. People could debate that till the cows return home. I'm not here to debate. I'm just here to tell you the truth. There has to be an age of accountability because David said he would see his child in heaven that died. And David was a prophet. The saints have the truth. If you have the Holy Spirit, you have a gift. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit. You have the same gift as the prophets, even more, because you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. And so the born-again saints should have more knowledge than the prophets, because you stand on the law and the prophets. But it's Christ in you, the glory. That's the blessing. You have all truth in Christ. You should be more gifted than the prophets to be able to see the future. Because this is revealed. Revelation is revealed. That's what the word revelation means, revealed. And so what is being revealed? Jesus is being revealed to the whole world, and not only to the whole world, that everything is held together by Him, that all stories are about Him. Your life is pointing back to Christ. Everything you do is pointing back to the cross. You are not your own. You've been bought with a price. If you try to save your life, you'll lose it. If you lose your life, you'll save it. That's what the revelation is. Revealing Jesus in all things. The whole glory to be filled with the knowledge of the Lord. And it already is in my mind, but it hasn't. Not everybody sees it. They'll say stuff like Christ consciousness or the Christ mind or something like that, but they don't understand born again. You must be born again. So everything is coded. Building code, plumbing code, electrical code, computer code, the languages, the codex means book. Everything's written. The law, everything's code. Your law, your national electric, all your laws. You go down to the courthouse because you got a speeding ticket. It's coded. The judge has to follow the code. It's all code. They have to follow the code. It's a code. Code of ethics. Code of standards. Everything's coded. Your DNA. Your bloodline. The way you were born. Your bloodline. Everything's coded. The only way you can break the flesh mind code is to step into the spirit mind code. But the spirit, because the spirit mind code is outside of the code, it's in Christ. It's outside of the law. The letter of the law killeth, but the spirit gives life. But the only way to go from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, the flesh mind program to the spirit mind freedom, the only way to escape is to receive Christ in your heart by faith. Believe on Jesus for eternal life, eternal salvation. So, I didn't expect to talk this long, but it's good to talk about it all from a different perspective to show you that you're a slave, Neo, and the only way to escape is through Christ. And then instead of your name being Neo, you do the anagram and you become one with Christ, O-N-E. So you're one with Christ, the one. And just like Noah is N-O-E, he was preaching to the world. You become a representative or an ambassador down here in place of, left behind, giving out the good news to people just like Noah. And they mocked him and laughed about him and tried to defame. The same stuff they do to Jesus, the same stuff they did to Noah, the same stuff they do to all true believers is they're going to try to do to you. They're going to lie about you. It's just getting worse and worse. They're mockers. And the sad part is, there's a lot of people in church that are not saved who will never experience persecution because they're tied into the world, the flesh, and pro-life, but they claim to be a believer. But they're not separate. They're not separated. They want to build a kingdom down here, which is not going to happen. You're not going to build a kingdom down here because this is not your home. How are you going to build a kingdom with something that's not your home? Hello?